Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Well, we're going to get into our last video on union with Christ, and we'll do that in just a moment. Number one, we do these videos to encourage you to let God become real in your life. You know, even since the last video that I did, and I know it's just a couple of days ago, just conversations that I've had with individuals, I'm never more confident and assured that what we're saying and what we're sharing with you is true. It's so needful for the body of Christ to have a relationship with God that's tangible and that's real. Folks, this is something that is on my heart for my own relationship with God, that it continues to grow in tangibility, that God's voice becomes, well, even like the scripture says, I love it in the Message Bible, Romans in chapter 6, 10 and 11, where it says, sin speaks a dead language and means nothing to me. God speaks my mother tongue and I hang on every word. I think that's awesome. And that's exactly what I'm cultivating in my life. Why? Because every miracle, sign and wonder that's ever been in the Bible, it comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, you can have all kinds of doctrine down, but if you're not working with God himself, you'll find it difficult to actually see the experience of what you desire. When God becomes your desire, you know, there's scripture where Jesus tried to make it plain to us about all things being added to us over in Matthew in chapter 6, talking about the cares of life. But if you'll just put Jesus first and the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things, the things that we concern ourselves with, will be added to you. This is why we're doing these videos. And obviously, number two, so that you can get your prayers answered. And then, of course, number three, so that you can share testimonies of what Jesus means to you. Well, we always start out with scripture from Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30. And it says, now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique father and son operation coming out of father and son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the son the way the father does, nor the father the way the son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. What a wonderful passage of scripture. We're never going to do a video without at least giving that passage of scripture. It is the invitation from our Lord for us to have a tangible and very real relationship with the Father. Well, I want to get back into some things here. Our union with Christ. Do you know it's so important for you to have the proper identity? And your identity is not something you're going to just build yourself up with within yourselves. In other words, try to, you know, pull yourself up over the fence by your own bootstraps. When you identify yourself with Jesus, immediately everything changes in your perspective. When you see yourself through the strength of Christ, all of a sudden, you're no longer weak. When you see yourself through the provision of Christ, you're no longer poor. When you see yourself through the strength and health of Christ, you're no longer sick. The moment you divert from Jesus being your focus, it is extremely easy to agree with everyone else that's in the world that sees themselves from the flesh first. We want to see ourselves from who we really are. Do you know you're not flesh? You have flesh, but that's not who you are. You know, when that body lies in a casket, you respectfully go to that funeral in order to just pay your respects for that individual. They're not in that body. And if you've ever been to a funeral, and I'm sure most people that I'm talking to have, you know they're not in that body. And in that moment, you can really see the difference because the body, the flesh, it's laying there. And the mentality of that person being able to say 2 + 2 = 4, 4 + 4 = 8, the mentality of the mind, that's not functioning. Why? Because the real you is not in the body, and that is the spiritual part of you. So I'm so thankful for these opportunities we've had to talk about our union with Christ, because that's where your identity becomes infused with the strength and the health and the provision of Christ. So important, isn't it? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21, it says this: the Father took the Son, and this is in the LSC translation, the Father took the Son, who never had any evil in him, and laid the evil of the universe on him. For God, who knew no sin, became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Listen, when you're right, then every provision from heaven is not only yours, but usable. Do you know you can't produce your own righteousness? Under the law, people could not keep the fullness of the law. That's the reason why there was a Levitical priesthood established, and we had sacrificial lambs for the sake of covering what man couldn't keep himself, which was the law. The law became a place where sin worked its way in and deceived mankind into thinking that they were actually doing more than they were. I tell you, it's so wonderful to be on this side of grace, but let's not nullify grace, which is to go back into a mindset of the flesh and the law. Aren't you thankful that Jesus took our place? The Living Bible says, "For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sin. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us." Do you know the goodness of God isn't in you so that you can carry it around like you forgot something in your luggage? Oh, I forgot when I unpacked. I forgot that I even had that shirt. I forgot that I brought those shorts along. No, that's not what we're supposed to do when we unpack everything as we stand before Almighty God to say, "Oh, I forgot your goodness was in me." No, the goodness of God is in us so that we can use the goodness of God. You know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Do you know there's a lot of things that are good that are not necessarily healing, and yet everything that's healing is good. But there's goodness. In other words, look at the way that he made provision. Took a little boy's lunch and fed 10,000 people, and there were 12 basketfuls left over. That's good. Jesus did so many good things, and his goodness is inside of you. 1 Corinthians in chapter 6, verse 17. Excuse me, it says in the Schoenfield translation, "But he who united himself with the Master forms a single spirit." So in other words, the moment that you accepted Christ, our union with Christ brought you as a single spirit with the Lord. You can find this in the Living Bible that says you and Christ are now joined together as one person. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And you can't do what you do anymore without Jesus being involved in what you do. This is the reason why the more you begin to focus on your union with Christ, the less you become, in a sense, sorry to say it this way, brain dead, where you forget about him. Oh, I haven't even talked to the Lord for 4 days now. He's living in you. And the more real it is that he's living and possessing your very body, and you have become one spiritual being with Jesus, now you're just as much as interested in him as you have lived your life interested in you. And it says in 2 Peter 1 through 4, the Revelation translation, it says that you may come to share the very being of God. God is a being that encompasses all life. And you are placed in him, and he is placed in you, until you're able to share in the very being of God. Okay, here's a good explanation. Let's just say you're in a pool of water. It's a really hot day. You jump into that pool, and there's refreshing that comes on you because the temperature of the water is cooler than the temperature of the air and the temperature of your body from doing all the things you've been doing. You jump into that water. And it's so refreshing. Now, everything you do, because you're in the water, you're actually doing while you're moving the water. When you kick your legs, you're kicking your legs in the water. When you're moving your arms, they're in the water. Your torso is in the water. You dive underneath and your hair is in the water and it's now wet, and your eyes and your mouth, and hopefully you hold your breath under the water. Do you see what I'm saying? Once you're in that substance, everything you do is included with that substance. When you are in the being of God, now everything you do, if you'll put your belief behind it, if you'll simply believe that you are in the essence of God and God's essence is in you, and that sickness will die in the presence of God's essence. The sickness will die. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, Barclay translation says, his old life is gone forever. A new life has come into being. Lombok translation said, a new man has been created. You're not the same that you used to be. You're a brand new type of person. I love how, you know, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 tells us that we are new creatures in Christ. One translation said, you are a new species of being. Well, what kind of species are you? In other words, you dropped your Corvette off at the dealership and it came back a lot louder. It came back faster. It came back spit polished and it looks beautiful. This seems like there's some additions to even the console, and there's some additions to, you know, the upholstery on your seats. Well, maybe you better ask some questions at the dealership and find out what they did, so you have the ability to expect some different results. Folks, I'm telling you, we are a new creation in Christ, a brand new species of human being. We ought to find out, does this new kind of human being, can it fly to the moon like Superman? Amen. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, faster than a speeding bullet. Excuse me. What kind of human being are you? Do you know the disciples, and I'm going to take a drink of water. I was eating a sandwich before I did this, and you know that's probably not a good recipe for being able to do your video without having something caught in your throat. The disciples asked that question of Jesus. I mean, he's in the stern, the front of the boat, asleep, fast asleep. He'd been up all night in prayer. He'd ministered to thousands of people, and probably his physical body needed a good rest. And there's a storm going on, and they're doing everything they can with their ability, throwing over certain tackle and certain things and making sure the mast is tied secure and working as best they could as fishermen to keep that boat under control. And they're not getting where they need to get to. And for the fear of capsizing, they called on Jesus, woke him up, and Jesus looked at him and said, you know, why do you doubt? Where's your faith? And he looks to the wind and the waves and he says, peace come to you. And just like you snapped your fingers, the wind stopped, the waves subsided, and there was peace. And the disciples are looking at each other in amazement, not knowing really what to say. But when they had time alone to confide with each other, it says that the disciples said to each other, what manner or kind of man is this? In other words, he looks human, but I've never seen anything like that. Folks, I'm telling you, this union with Christ is so wonderful that we have now been fused together with Jesus. You almost have to ask yourself the question, what kind of a man or what kind of a woman are you? The world's asking questions like that. And let me tell you right straight, they're not coming up with good answers. So don't look to the world to answer the question of what is a man or what is a woman. Look to Jesus. Let's go a little further and see what it says over here. In Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, in Wade translation, it says, which we have been created after the divine pattern. the Fenton translation said, the new man, the one created God-like. This is the reason why we can do the same things that Jesus did. We are like him in every way. What does it say? We are a new man, the one created God-like. Oh boy, I can hear some of the folks. I'm not talking about people that don't know Jesus. I'm talking about the Christians. I can hear some of you just wanting to gnash your teeth at that God-like. Excuse me. What do you think you're doing? What do you think you're saying? And the truth of the matter is, we are more like him than we are what we used to be. We are a brand new species and a brand new creation, and we are united together in Jesus Christ. And when you begin to see it and open your heart and open your mind to the fact that you are very God-like in nature, that you are made in his image and in his likeness, I am telling you, that's when things begin to actually work in your life. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as he is, so are we. When? When we finally get to heaven? No, right here and right now. This is the beauty of it. Colossians 3 and verse 10 of the CP translation said, we are remade to the specifications of our Creator. The Fenton translation said, the very picture of its Creator. And of course, 1 John chapter 1 verse 12, to them he gives power to become sons of God. Do you know verse 13 says, who were not born of blood, not born of the will of man, not born of the will of flesh, who were born of God. Notice what he did. He took away from you everything you identified with and then said, from now on, you identify that you were born of God. Folks, this is tremendous. In Colossians 3:10, in the Ways translation said, we are molded into the likeness of him who created us. We are molded into the likeness of him who created us. Well, this has been a wonderful series, and we're going to come right back with some more amazing thoughts to you that'll help you to let go of the flesh and the world so that you can turn your back on it, turn your face toward God, experience him at every turn. We've got so many wonderful testimonies that are actually starting to come in now. I'm going to have to take a whole session and just read you testimonies. But I've got one here, and this is so good. It says, I spoke with my doctor about taking hormone medication to help my cystic acne. I have been to a dermatologist and didn't have great results with anything else. I've been praying to the Lord for a healing miracle. I started taking the medication and started to realize I was gaining weight and the medication was only a little helpful. I was happy to throw the medication in the garbage. Notice what she said. I was happy to throw the medication in the garbage. After I did that, my face started to clear up. No more pain. It was God who answered my prayers and sent his healing. I'm still in awe of this miracle. I have shared my testimony many times with friends and family. And she goes on to say how thankful she is because of what we're sharing for her to see that. And I just wanted to reiterate, it worked because you were thankful to throw your medication in the garbage. Now, notice what she came to. She came to a place of confrontation and she realized what she was doing was actually not getting any better. But to throw it away would be to throw away your lifeline from your flesh to the doctor, to this world, to your answer. And she was happy to do it, which meant what? She threw herself completely right over on Jesus. Oh, keep listening and keep watching the things that we're sharing with you. You're going to have grace stories. I mean, one after the other, testimonies to share with us. And by all means, go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page if you'd like to and follow us. Or please go to Adventures in Grace YouTube channel and subscribe. But my encouragement is to definitely on our website, which is jimhockaday.com. Go to J-H-M-I at jimhockaday.com. Find our email and let us know what God's doing for you. We'll see you next time.